Welcome to Discovery, Cedars-Sinai's podcast about research and education. I'm your host, Dr. Corey Cross. In this episode, we're going to be discussing artificial intelligence in medicine, and more specifically, the decision-making process. AI promises to answer many questions in medicine, but one that it often fails to answer is a very important one, the why. Today, we have Dr. Jason Moore, who is the chair of computational biomedicine at Cedars-Sinai, and we'll be discussing the so-called black box problem of AI, the importance of designing AI algorithms with explainability in mind. Dr. Moore, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. I look forward to the discussion.
Me too. So let's jump right in. So in AI, we know the input. We know the questions that we're posting to the AI. We know the data being fed to it through an algorithm. And we know the output. We know what the predictions are, what the answers are, what it generates. But how did the algorithm get there? If I'm correct, that's explainability in a nutshell, correct?
Yeah, explainability is really about once you have an AI model that's telling you something, that's indicating a diagnosis for a patient or a decision a clinician should make about a treatment or making a prediction about future health status of a patient. That's where explainability takes over. Is like you said, once you've put all the pieces together, you have an AI model that's ready to do something. Explainability plays an incredibly important role, especially in the healthcare setting. And there's really four pieces to explainability, and we outlined this in a recent scientific paper I was part of in the journal called Artificial Intelligence in Medicine. The first is what we call interpretability, and that is, why is the AI making this decision? What is it about the data that was collected that presents a pattern that the AI is capitalizing on to make a decision? The second is understandability. That's our ability to look at what the AI is doing and try to make sense of the underlying biology, the biochemistry, the physiology, the drug metabolism, those kinds of things that really help us understand the patient in a better way. The third is usability. And that is the ability of the clinician to interact with the AI software, to interact with the data so that the data is presented to the AI in an easy manner, the ability for us to interact with the computers that the AI is operating on. So just think of it as, how usable is the AI system? How easy is it for the clinician to interact with it? And the final piece of explainability is usefulness. And that's the basic question is, does the AI meet the healthcare needs? So for example, an AI might say, well, this patient's at higher risk because they're male, they live in this particular zip code, they have this particular weight. And so even though the AI might be doing a good job of predicting, it may not be that useful because you can't actually change the health of the patient based on that information, or at least not easily. So those are the four components that we think of when we think about explainability: the interpretability, the understandability, the usability, and the usefulness.
Why is it so important to have explainability be part of the equation for clinicians? Because I understand what you're saying, but it's also that, like, as a doctor, I know that when I need to tell a patient why they need to do something, I need to have their buy-in. So tell us, why is explainability so important and really an essential part to the equation for clinicians?
So the importance of explainability, I would phrase in this way. The first is trust, that a clinician needs to be able to trust the AI. And the way I think about this is, if you're a clinician and you have a difficult decision to make, you have a problem patient, what do? You walk down the hall, you talk to your colleagues, and you say, hey, what do you think about this? And your colleagues tell you, based on their experience, based on their knowledge base, what they would do with this particular patient. And you have a level of trust with your colleagues. You know them to be good clinicians. You know that they make good decisions. But with AI, we don't necessarily have that trust. And so explainability feeds into trust. How much do you trust the AI and your ability to interpret it, your ability to understand it? Is it useful? Those kinds of things feed into trust. The other thing I would say is that's important for explainability is, you want your clinicians to learn from the AI so that they can improve their own clinical decision-making just as they learn when they engage their colleagues down the hall. So the ability to learn from an AI, I think, is important, and explainability plays into that. Another area I would focus on is fairness. We worry a lot about AI algorithms treating every patient the same way. Do they treat men and women the same way? Do they treat Black patients and white patients the same way? Do they treat people from different socioeconomic status the same way? And so there's a fairness issue here. And to really get at fairness, you have to be able to interpret the AI model, and you have to be able to understand what it's doing and what it's telling you. Fairness is a huge, huge issue in AI right now. Those are the things I would point to as why explainability is important.
So it's my understanding that explainability in AI is something that is absolutely possible. There are examples of AI with explainability built in, and I've read a little bit about this, that there was Meissen, which was an AI expert that was used in the 70s by physicians in the ICU to determine which antibiotics to prescribe, and it was able to answer that why question. It was able to backtrack through its calculations and tell the user how it arrived at its answer. Why do you think we might not have that as the top criteria anymore? Why have we lost sight of this when we're building AI systems?
Yeah, that's a great question. Meissen was a really impressive early success story in AI. Meissen was developed in the early 1970s by Ted Shortliff, who was a PhD student at Stanford University. And the ability of Meissen to ask the why question was a really phenomenal feature. And it was made possible because the way Meissen works, Meissen is what's called a type of AI called an expert system. And it really is a series of chained probability statements that feed into each other based on the data and the knowledge base that it has. And because it's a series of chained probability statements, you can backtrack through those probabilities to answer that why question. The reason Meissen was able to do that is it really, in essence, was a simpler type of AI. The type of AI that we're using today are so much more complicated. They're so much bigger, so many more layers of mathematics and computation that go into them. It's much harder to answer that AI question because the answers that are given are greatly abstracted from the underlying patterns that it's modeling.
So we've just become so complex that it's much harder to, it's not like a direct linear equation anymore.
That's right.
Got it. So tell us a little bit about, because it is possible, my understanding is it's possible to still build explainability into these models. Tell us how you overcome this problem. And it's my understanding that you actually have some experience with this. So tell us a little bit about what you've done in this field and in creating AI tools for clinicians and about Aliro specifically.
So I work in an area called automated machine learning, which the goal is to get the computer to figure out what the right AI algorithm is to use and taking that guesswork out of the human's hands. And the big thing that I'm focused on right now in my research program is how do we make these automated methods for discovering the right algorithm to use to build an AI model for clinical use? How do we get it to use the biological, the clinical knowledge that we all have? And I would say one of the failings of a lot of the modern AIs is that they completely ignore what we know about medicine, about biology, about patients, about biochemistry and physiology, et cetera. They're just throwing a lot of big, complex mathematics at the data that's been collected. And using the example I gave earlier, when you go down the hall and talk to your clinician friend and have a consult, you both have a base of knowledge to work from to arrive at an answer that you think is the right thing for your patient. These modern AI algorithms, most of them don't have access to that body of knowledge. And so this is the research question that I'm very deeply interested in, is how do we get an AI to understand what we know, what's in the scientific literature, and to then to be able to use that to build better models, to build more explainable models. And I think that knowledge base is going to be really crucial for explainable artificial intelligence.
I totally hear you. So basically, I need the AI to go to medical school and residency.
Exactly.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it's true. There's so much of the knowledge base. To me, as a physician, we always talk about medicine as an art and not necessarily always a science. And I would imagine that can be difficult. It's one of the biggest things I learned in residency was being able to walk into a room and be able to say, like, sick, not sick. is this somebody that I need to focus on right now? Like, they're at the potential of crashing, or like, no, I need to, you know, like when you're in the ICU, that's what you're doing. You're basically like triaging constantly. And there's something that's, I wouldn't say it's intangible because you learn it by seeing it, but it's something that's very hard to describe as to what ticks you aware that there's something else going on. And I would imagine that that part of medicine is very hard to put over into a machine. And you're never really going to be able to, I don't think, able to have a machine that can discern that in the same way that a human can.
Yeah, that's a great example. And I think what you're saying is that it's more than just the data. It's more than just the oxygen level of the patient or their heart rate or their temperature, that there's something else that comes from experience, right? That you gain from seeing lots of patients that gives you clues as to their health status or their crisis status. And that's, I think, one of the key questions we have as AI researchers is how do we get an AI to pick up on those clues, those subtle clues that might not be in the data themselves to perform at a higher level like a human would.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. You put it so much more eloquently. Thank you. But yes, so in what you're able to do now, you are really making this a focus of the models that you're building, that it has this explainability. How are you seeing that in the rest of sort of the AI community when it comes to healthcare? Is this something that we're focusing on?
Not enough. Like I said, the focus has been on developing more sophisticated mathematics, faster algorithms that take advantage of high-performance computing to use the data more effectively. Not as much focus has been put on explainability, on the use of expert knowledge. I think that's starting to shift as we bump up against what we can do on a practical level in terms of computing power, for example. But as we move these algorithms into the clinic and get and clinicians get practical experience using them to make decisions, I think we're going to see them crave that explainability. And I think that will drive the research and drive the clinical implementation of systems that are more explainable and thus more valuable to the clinician that uses them.
I think that's a great take-home message and really sums up where we are today. Thank you, Dr. Moore, for your time. This has been a fascinating discussion. I think although what we've discussed applies to medicine, in my opinion, it's really a universal topic right now as we contemplate AI in our society and its place in our society is this explainability. So I really appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
It was a pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you.
You can visit cedars-sinai.org/discoveries to read more about artificial intelligence in medicine and all the stories in Cedars-Sinai's magazine about research and education. That's cedars-sinai.org/discoveries. That concludes this episode of Discoveries, Cedars-Sinai's podcast about research and education. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for other topics that might be of interest to you. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Thanks for listening to this episode of Discoveries. I'm your host, Dr. Corey Cross.